This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report from the BBC for Tuesday, the 20th of February. Hello, I'm Theo Leggett. The price of oil suffered another drop on Tuesday, taking the heat out of a recent rally. At $57 a barrel, the cost of crude remains around half the level it was at last June, and the effects of that on oil businesses are becoming increasingly apparent. The oil services giant Halliburton has announced that it expects to cut up to 6,400 jobs worldwide because of what it calls a challenging market environment. Joe Salusi of Themis Trading in New Jersey told me what he made of it all.
People were anticipating some job cuts in the sector, mainly due to the price of oil falling. And I think even Halliburton came out and said that it was, you know, market conditions are causing a problem there. And I think eventually that's what happens when you get prices to the point where, you know, it's just not sustainable for some of these oil services companies. So, you know, it wouldn't shock me if we see more of those coming with other companies.
And Halliburton's a powerhouse within the sector, so presumably the smaller companies are suffering a great deal more.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think this was kind of anticipated, but when you get a commodity price like that almost half within a few months, it really does put the pain on them, and then it's a matter of how fast can you turn a cruise ship, right? These are not small companies. It takes time to readjust your supply chains and so on. So I think it's, you know, it's certainly the beginning of something, if not the end.
How flexible are these companies? I mean, are these workers that we're talking about contractors who can be laid off and rehired fairly easily?
They tend to overhire and overfire in a lot of these industries, and people were talking about in certain areas of the U.S. where there's been the shale explosion and adding all of these jobs, those are certainly susceptible when you get a commodity price down there and then oversupply like we have.
Okay, so there's some bad news from Halliburton, but elsewhere, I mean, the market was up today. Some rumors of potentially good news coming from Greece.
Yeah, I think to kind of keep the market on pins and needles like it usually does. It's funny because, you know, a couple of years ago we used to see these Greece headlines and now we're seeing them again. And the market does shift quickly. It was around 11 o'clock or so or 10 o'clock this morning where we got some conflicting headlines. And initially the market took a swoon dive for about 100 points on the Dow and then bounced right back when there was a sign that potentially there would be a deal and they could be, you know, they could probably not have a default. So the market reacts to headlines and they react quickly, particularly nowadays with, you know, mostly machine-based trading and lots of electronics, people move in and out of these positions fast, and I think that's what you saw today.
So the market's at least willing to accept the idea that there may be a solution in Greece.
They're hoping for one, but I think they're planning for the worst. But I think at this point, you know, in the U.S. particularly, we've kind of isolated, or at least we were trying to isolate it as, okay, it really shouldn't affect us that much. But as we know now everywhere, when there's a global event, every market seems to, you know, kind of, every market is connected. And so maybe someone holds Greek debt, and then that Greek debt is tied to something else, and the next thing you know, you have a credit event. Right? So people are certainly nervous still.
And that was Joe Salusi of Themis Trading in New Jersey. And that's it from me. Bye for now.